B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
I was just saying before this that we're all literally four-year-old girls right now, and I'm going to prove it right now, okay? Now, you're going to hear some audio of an actual four-year-old girl. This is the way we all feel. Some of us have expressed it out loud. Some of us, if you haven't expressed it out loud, you know that you've expressed it in your head to yourself many, many times during lockdown. And here we go.
Now everything in this world has to shut all the way down. Nobody has to go anywhere because of their shutdown. The ice cream truck is shut down. We can't go anywhere. Not even McDonald's, which is my favorite restaurant.
Okay, so that, you might literally be agreeing with ice cream, McDonald's. That's what I want. You know, some people might replace it with other things. Like, I know Melissa would probably replace it with casino. Although tonight she'd go to the casino, but still, you know, I would replace it with my jujitsu place. You know, so you might replace it with a different restaurant of a higher end, or you might replace it with a different restaurant of a lower end than McDonald's. It depends on what your flavor is. You know,
you can pick up McDonald's in the drive-through.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
You can't.
You can. You can go in the drive-thru, but you can't go on the playground.
Yeah, it's just really frustrating. If you go through the drive-thru, it's just boring because you have to wait for your view to go. And if you're inside playing on the playground, it wouldn't be boring. It's not fair because everything that is fun also has to be shut down.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything.
And the only thing that is open is nothing.
Yeah.
The only thing that's open is nothing. I love this girl.
You might be listening to that going, oh, that's four-year-old rationale. Stop lying. Because you know, at the height of your lockdown meltdown, that's literally what you felt.
But you know what I love about her? She's sad and she's frustrated. She expresses her feelings probably better than a lot of adults. But she also knows that you're staying safe and you can't do it. There's a lot of adults, they're sad, they're crying, but they're not going to say, but they're like, but I'm going to go anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's like, I know I have to stay.
I have constitutional rights. I can't wear cloth over my face. Makes it hard to breathe.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.